So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about deploying your Galera clusters in the real world. I'm actually very pleasantly pleased to note that a lot of you are using Galera cluster already. So that's great. I work at CodaShip, and before this I was also with MariaDB, MySQL, Fedora, etc. CodaShip makes Galera cluster, so obviously there's support, training, consulting, and so forth. The company's been around since 2007, three founders, all engineers, fully services business model, and it's used in lots of places, from, you know, your gaming, aka gambling, also gaming, telecoms, banking, you know, insurance, SaaS, PaaS, IaaS, it's literally everywhere. And since many of you already use Galera cluster, I don't actually have to maybe introduce it to all of you, but it is highly scalable. You can add nodes on the fly, you can delete nodes on the fly. This is as simple as actually just pointing the IP address of your new node to an existing node, and it should be able to sync via something known as SSD, state snapshot transfer. And from an application point of view, it still looks like one very large database. Naturally, we like you to have a minimum of three nodes, even though some have two, and you know, some have three separated across two data centers, even though they'll claim they have very, very fast network. So if you have three databases, as we suggest, you'll have three copies of the same data as well. And so it looks as like one very big database from the application point of view. You can have any number of parallel applier threads as well. So we have actually renamed things we don't call it the WSREP slave threads any longer. We call it applier threads. So we are following exactly what MySQL and MariaDB is doing in terms of being politically correct, I guess. Though we are in Europe, so maybe this is less of a concern. So this is a point to note, because if you are actually in your config files using older configurations, when you're moving to something new, you should rename it. Otherwise, you're going to find that Galera will fail to start with a very poor error message in your error log. And maybe that's the other pro tip, is to never disable the error log, ever, because Galera writes all messages to the error log. In fact, if you're using MySQL 5.7 or 8.0, which I presume most of you should be using in terms of a newer version of MySQL, the temporary password is inside your error log. So if you disabled it, how do you plan to start? So the error log is actually very crucial. So MariaDB, on the other hand, you can start with passwordless logins by default, but MySQL requires it. So I suggest, if you're using Galera, never disable the error log, like ever. We also, of course, have parallel replication. So it makes state transfers quick for new nodes. So you can actually consider just increasing the applier threads. Don't use a value of WSREP applier threads that is higher than the average given number of the what is known as the cert depth distance, the certification depth distance. You can actually see this in the status variables. We probably, as an improvement, should be able to spend more time actually going through all the WSREP stuff that you should be paying attention to. But to some extent, we've also given that off to GUI tools to manage. Of course, we have an optimized network protocol, so packets are only exchanged over the WAN at transaction commit time. We have topology-aware replications, so you can actually segment things. So each transaction is sent to a separate data center actually only once. We also detect and automatically evict unreliable nodes. And this has improved tremendously in Galera 4, actually. So if you have a flappy network or node failure, you don't actually need any manual intervention. We will eject. In the very unlikely event that you've configured Galera to ignore split brains, we aim to actually recover from these problems. Again, we provide these options for you, but we don't recommend you to use them, because why would you want to cause yourself grief? MySQL and MariaDB don't allow you to sync data. So if you have a split brain situation with two different sets of data. How do you plan to sync this data later? Well, you can, of course, turn on the binary logs, which actually do recommend, at least for a short period of time, and then maybe do some replaying. If you have MariaDB, you can use the flashback capability. If you have MySQL, you can actually just replay the bin logs. So if you happen to actually lose data. And of course, traffic encryption is something we also support. It's not turned on by default in all distributions except Percona server, Percona XDB cluster 8. If you get Percona XDB cluster 8, traffic encryption is enabled by default. And if you're using the cloud, this is kind of key, right? Because it turns out that replication happens in plain text, basically. This is true even for asynchronous replication or even semi-synchronous replication. So did I just promise you panacea for the whole world? Of course not. It does come with trade-offs, right? You're not going to be as fast as asynchronous because you're not just committing to the primary, you're committing to a primary and two other nodes. It's obviously not going to be as fast as semi-synchronous because it's not committing to one primary and one secondary. So we can't really beat the laws of physics, even though you're in the same data center, which is again why it's such a bad idea. And we see this a lot in production where people say we have a three-node Galera cluster in two data centers. If you want high availability, you really should invest in the money that comes from running high availability. So we've now found out that basically none of you use CodeShip's Galera cluster. And as Monty says, a lot of the features are actually pretty much inside of MariaDB Galera cluster. But there is this one interesting feature that is not made it to any other distribution, and that's clone SST. SSTs that happen via the clone plugin as opposed to using the likes of Maria Backup, Extra Backup. And unfortunately, the clone plugin doesn't run on MariaDB.
I thought you had a curl for it.
No. Okay. So this is so on MariaDB, you use Maria Backup, which is also fast. On Percona XDB cluster, you use Extra Backup, which is also fast. But we found that clone is actually also pretty amazing. So we do open up a new port for it. And if you use Galera Manager, by default, if you deploy MySQL 8, we actually use clone SSD to provision your new nodes. So you should be able to see some good speed up there. CodeShip works extremely closely with MariaDB PLC. I have to say not MariaDB Corporation any longer because the company has a new name, to make a MariaDB Galera cluster. In fact, it's been around inside a developer tree since 10.1, which is around October 2014. So, and it got released as a GA in October 2015 in 10.1.8. And you get all the features of MariaDB that work with Galera, basically, right? This is your Oracle support. I know there's no generic MariaDB feature talk in this entire FOSDEM, but you know, go check out the knowledge base. I have another talk on the ecosystem later, which will give you a quick overview. But you also get, you know, the things like system version tables, sequences, all those optimizer features that Monty talked about that are coming in MariaDB 11. You just get benefit of it as well. And it was actually the first to include Galera 4 in 10.4. So if you're using 10.4, 10.5, 10.6, you know, you're already getting Galera 4. And then, of course, there's a Percona XDB cluster, which another half of you actually use. Base is Percona server. It comes with proxy SQL, including an administrative tool. It has a strict mode, which disallows MyISAM tables to be replicated via Galera. Now, this is an interesting thing because while Percona XDB cluster disallows it, MariaDB, later versions of MariaDB actually allows this. You can, since 10.6, have ARIA and MyISAM replication inside of Galera cluster. We consider this kind of experimental, but it works. It's feature modes that are available. Of course, it disables tables without primary keys. Again, with something like MariaDB, you can also force primary key creation. And Galera also has an option where you can sort of insert one. Ensures using the row bin log format. logging to a file, obviously, not tables. So there's some interesting things, setting the InnoDB auto-increment lock mode to 2, and of course, out-of-the-box encryption. So there are some feature highlights, like intelligent donor selection. So now with Galera 3 and 4, we 3.x, where we have introduced new features, you can actually now prefer a donor to do an IST. When it comes to cluster crash recovery, we've actually by default turned on pc.recovery equals on, so all nodes will maintain the cluster information persistently, not requiring necessarily to bootstrap. We have full GTID compatibility in Galera 4 with either MariaDB or MySQL, so we're actually using the native GTIDs as opposed to the Galera GTIDs. So previously, this was a bit of a point of contention, so this is actually a good thing. Foreign key support. When I say improved foreign key support, you'd actually, if you looked in your error logs and used foreign keys, you may have found that there were lots and lots of errors that were not actually errors. So cleaning up the error reporting was actually how we improved foreign key support, because lots of people were complaining like, hey, we're seeing this in the error logs, but it was running just fine. So it was just maybe a bit too verbose. And then we added a couple of new tables inside of the MySQL table as well. It's the WSREP cluster, cluster members, and streaming log. Very important to remember that streaming replication, which I'll talk about probably in the next slide, actually does make use of chunking your data and putting it inside the MySQL tables. So this actually improves the ability for you to use long-running transactions or large transactions, so to speak. And that's why it's in the MySQL table, because permissions, right? Otherwise, other people are going to see what's being streamed. Next slide. So previously, you'd have to play with WSREP max WS rows and WSREP max WS size, limiting the transaction rows between 128 kilobytes to a gigabyte, maximum of 2 gigabytes. But now you can actually cut those large transactions by setting fragment sizes. This can be done literally at runtime. So you can set them around 10,000 rows to 20,000 rows. And your application can also obviously set streaming replication on and off on a need-by-need basis. Again, this doesn't come for free. There is naturally replication overhead, which is being improved on in every release that we come. So if you're always looking for the latest, greatest streaming replication, naturally you'd want to take a look at what's inside of MariaDB. And then, of course, there is better error handling for poor networks. So cluster error voting is a feature that has a protocol for nodes to decide how the cluster will react to problems inside of replication, right? So when one or several nodes have an issue to apply an incoming transaction, like a suspected inconsistency, this feature basically helps. So in a five-node cluster, if two nodes basically fail to apply a transaction, they get removed. And, of course, now your DBA can go in to fix to see what went wrong, and then rejoin the cluster. So I know we're at FOSDEM, so you know this is an apology slide, because unfortunately there are enterprise features, but I will not talk about them. This is for you to go check them out yourself. Both MariaDB and CodaShip have these options. The biggest hurdle to upgrades that I hear from consulting is we don't want to migrate to MySQL 8. I don't know why people say this a lot, but if you are using MySQL, last I checked, it's going to EOL fairly soon, 5.7, so it's time to upgrade. You've got 8 more months to get working. And if you want Galera 4, remember, MariaDB's had it since 10.4, but again, a lot of you are not even on the 10.4 or 10.5 train yet. So upgrading from 10.2 or 10.3 is probably something that is ideal if you can find the time to do it. Okay. Common setups. You know, 3 Galera cluster nodes in 1 data center. This is the, you know, highly recommended common setup. 9 Galera cluster nodes in 3 data centers. Also, of course, you know, another recommended setup. And if you are doing this, make sure you are ensuring your database operations are kept local by setting each data center to have GMCAS segment equals 0, 1, 2. And of course, the flow control is fully configurable. And we want to have minimal latency penalty. Remember that latency penalty only occurs during commit time. So then actually no no communication between these remote nodes, and Galera doesn't use distributed locking, so each row-level lock does not have to be communicated across data centers. So in very, very high latency situations where complete avoidance of secondary lag is required, we can also support asynchronous replication between two otherwise independent Galera clusters, each running in its own data center. Now, I put an asterisk there with recommended because I know Marco Tusa is not here today, but he was on Friday, and he has written a lot about why you should never run your Galera clusters in a wide area network, or I guess even your group replication and IndyB clusters in a wide area network to some extent. And, you know, he actually spent quite a lot of blogs and including a video. So basically, whenever you need a solution based on a tightly coupled database cluster, you can't obviously locate your nodes at a distance that is longer than the largest round trip time of the shortest desired period of commit. Wow, 5 more minutes. We're going to go fast now. You should always remember that we like the minimum of 3 nodes, basically in terms of a quorum, because a quorum is greater than 50%. So if one node goes away, you still have 2/3, 66.7. And you always want to ensure the primary component is there, because otherwise, if it splits due to network failure, you have split brain. So this is very bad. You can fine-tune this with EVS.suspect timeout as a parameter. Very realistic common setups that we end up seeing. 2-node Galera cluster, really not recommended. Even though we document it, we tell you how to shoot yourself in the foot, it doesn't mean you should. 3-node Galera cluster across 2 data centers, also common. 3-node across 3 data centers, also common. 5 nodes, 7 nodes. So you always have to remember the trade-offs of scalability, reliability, resilience, and performance. This is a sample my.cnf that one would want to maybe pay a bit of attention to, where we actually include a WSR provider options, because by default we don't put a segment, for example. But you also want more than just a segment. You want to, if you're doing wide area network stuff, consider increasing the replication windows. You want to increase the timeouts above max round trip time. Look at the flow control, which you can actually monitor inside. And then, you know, pay attention to the FC limit, the master slave, yes, causal read, timeouts, and the EVS settings, where you can actually set the send window to 512, the user send window to 512. You could look at the keep alive periods. We have all this actually in blogs and documentation to some extent, so I'd highly recommend you pay attention to galeracluster.com/blog. Always set your Gcash size. Potentially also set your retry auto commit, something like 5. You may want to certify non-primary key stuff, but really you should use primary keys. You tell the developers to use primary keys. In fact, if you're using MariaDB, you can say InnoDB force primary key equals 1. Make it such that they can't create tables any longer. Make the developers suffer a little bit. Replicate MyISAM, replicate ARIA. These are all things that are very MariaDB specific. I'd like to actually talk about the ring buffer file as well as the on-demand page store, which is the gcache.page_size. But I don't think we have so much time, so consider this a blog post that we will write maybe next week. Another one that I should probably mention really quickly is the arbitrator. So the arbitrator is a member of your cluster that can participate in voting, but not in the actual application. So if you want to save money, you want to have 2 data center setups, 3 nodes each, you can actually just set up the arbitrator daemon in DigitalOcean or Linode. It doesn't have to be a powerful machine. It can just basically read traffic and act as an arbitrator. Again, don't use things like ignore split brain and so forth. But GarbD can act as the odd node, and it can also, of course, help you do backups. Plenty of proxies available. There is Galera Load Balancer. There's HAProxy. We have documentation for that. There's ProxySQL, a talk coming up later today evening. And of course, MariaDB MaxScale. To provision new nodes, 8.0 gives you clone SSD. Maria gives you Maria Backup. Percona Extra Backup is still the choice inside of Percona XDB cluster. Very common setup and runtime issues. S-Linux, firewall. You can't get IST. Well, it turns out you've probably got a port closed. Make sure port 4444 TCP is open. If you want to avoid long-running queries, MySQL and MariaDB has, you know, max execution time. MariaDB has enhanced kill. If you've got DNS giving you problems, switch to IPs. A couple of functions for developers that may be useful. Again, you can tell the developers to check this out. It's well documented. It's widely adopted, so lots of people are going, you know, you can use it in Nextcloud, PowerDNS, lots of Kubernetes operators. All right, so the most exciting thing for me in MariaDB 11 from a Galera standpoint is WS Rep Provider Options is now a plugin, so you can actually use this from a more automated thing. I presume from a MariaDB standpoint, this helps automatically reconfigure SkySQL. So this is better for you, because otherwise you have to put in my.cnf. Some of it's dynamic, not all of it's dynamic. Resetting a server, horrible. A lot more granular, few things to improve on. Make schema changes, upgrades easier. Lots of further reading. I know we've literally run out of time. 20 minutes is not a lot of time. So you can tweet me, you can send me an email. We're hiring, and yeah, we have lots of services. Thank you for listening.